Good morning, good evening, and good night. My name is Nevin Francis, host of the Gripple Effect podcast. Each episode is designed to explore the human connection, the seen and unseen significance we play in each other's lives. The hope is to inspire, engage your minds, empower, and explore thought-provoking topics that may cause you to eventually think differently of people and their circumstances. I've often heard the quote that your mind is like a parachute. Definitely works best when it's open. So let's adopt that mindset because it would be to your greatest advantage. I am no expert in any topic we may dig into, but think of me as a curious mind who takes great pleasure in finding puzzle pieces that fit. What can you do for yourself to enrich your home environment and create improvements in your quality of living? While this may be an easy question to ask of others, it can prove to be a complex and demanding question to ask of your character. Here's the absolute truth. We all know what we can do to enrich and improve our experience in this life. We may not know exactly how, but there's a wealth of information we can all digest daily in order to nurture the results we value in the lives of others who inspire us. The end results all stem from knowing your why. The strength of your why determines the consistency of choices you make. So, why do you do what you do? And why do you allow others to do to you what they may? I know these aren't common questions you ask yourself to keep your life and others in check, but maybe you should start. Because those who know why tell others what to do and judge how they do it. After all, your life and your time is valuable. If not to you, definitely to someone else. This talk is not one of inspiration. It's more of a thought process checkup, an opportunity for you to hush your current brainwashed way of thinking and humble your ego long enough to receive information you may someday find valuable. Wouldn't you like to know why you pay high taxes? Where the money goes? Whose pockets your tax dollars find its way into? And what benefits you gain? I believe in asking questions that encourage the pursuit of truth, not hypotheticals, assumptions, and folktales, but the absolutes. If you're being asked for about 30% of your income regularly, wouldn't you want to know the justifications for it? Think about it. If I came up to you and asked you for 30% of your income after you bust your butt to make it, I'm sure the majority would say, absolutely not. And some may look at me like I'm crazy. Yet the government takes it, and you begrudgingly hand it over because someone at some point said that if you don't, you'll go to jail and be punished by civil penalties. But hey, at least I was nice enough to ask. They threatened you. If you don't, hand it over. And then they take it by law. Let's make one thing extremely clear. I am not anti-government, and please don't label me as a conspiracy theorist. I am not the beginning of some kind of rebellion. This is not the Hunger Games, and I am not the tall, dark, and handsome version of Katniss Everdeen. I am simply bringing to light things we all notice but ignore to our own demise. Maybe I'm the only one, but I'd like to know exactly what I'm getting for what I'm giving and what's being siphoned from my pockets. This is the era of asking the unpopular and sometimes irritating questions. I strongly believe that the more truth you know, the less others can take advantage of you. And I, just like you, am being taken advantage of. Now, it may not feel that way because, after all, it's the norm and has been for some time. See, the busier our lives get, the more intense our personal struggles become, the less time we have to pay attention to things we consider secondary to our immediate wants and needs. And there's always someone or an entity existing in the background taking advantage of that predicament. This can prove to become a crippling road to travel on long term. So, What are you surrendering by making the easy choices out of convenience? When referring to situations caused by subpar infrastructure, you could be sacrificing your financial stability, your health, and your comfort. Although the role of Congress has evolved over the years, its original mandates were in regard to national defense and interstate commerce. These matters come closer to home than you may think, simply because your hard work helps fund it. This isn't a podcast focused on analysis, statistics, numbers, and depth of understanding of all that is America's infrastructure. There are a few other informative podcasts out there with experts that can guide you through that rabbit hole. However, my take is to provide options when there seems to be limited or no solutions that work in your favor. Gripple is dedicated to providing solutions to the people and is willing to work with the government to find long-term solutions to infrastructure challenges. We know the value of absolutes and accurate information, data that will provide win-win outcomes in the proper hands. Your active participation on our platform will provide you with financial gains throughout the years. The added bonus is that the government will also save money and can become more efficient in allocating funds to repair and upgrade roadways. This is what you can do for yourself to help yourself so that it also helps your community. Because when one citizen improves their living experience, it lightens the load of their community. In an increasingly money-hungry, money-controlled world, it's important that we often take a step back to see the big picture, reassess our circumstances. Here's a simple truth. Currency determines plenty. How you control the amount that flows in and out of your household will determine the whole health of your family. You shouldn't just pay without first paying attention. Just like you should never vote based on emotions. Take responsibility for your life, or someone will find a way to take advantage of your existence. It's ignorance to continue plowing along a path, never looking up to see where that path leads, and pretending that that's what it means to have faith. Now, I'm not here to pin the tail on the donkey being you, that is. I'm making a simple yet valuable point you can take to the bank. Gripple will be the first of its kind, a community-focused company whose values are rooted in the enrichment of people. We are finding ways to keep money in your pockets, increase household income, and help you take advantage of laws written in your favor. We are built for the people, empowered by the people. I am Gripple. Aren't you? And that's it for this week's topic. But as always, let's connect and continue the conversation. You can always find us on Twitter and Instagram @IamGripple. Talk soon.